Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Please, the Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Monday, first Monday of November.
It is.
Steve Miggs, can we also just maybe try to nail down who in their right mind decided to put Halloween and Daylight Savings on the same weekend to just stir our children up into complete chaos?
It was just a terrible time. Yesterday, it is so crazy. I don't think people understand, if you don't have kids, how awful Daylight Savings time or just a change in the time is with children. And I feel like if enough people did, they would maybe change the laws.
It is significantly frustrating.
Yes.
And we are not okay. And everybody's high on sugar. And we're fighting about candy. It's just crazy. I did propose a trade, though, to Barrett today.
Okay.
For today. The trade is, if you give me most of your candy, I'll take you to Target and you can pick out any toy you want.
Ooh.
And at first he was like, yeah, sounds great. But then he really started to reconsider last night. So we're going to pick him up from school today and see what he has decided.
So you don't know yet?
I don't know.
So can we tune in tomorrow this time to find out, will Barrett still say yes or will he go?
No.
We will find out.
Okay.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Let's check it with Barrett again.
Still no.
All right. Well, at some point, maybe he'll be up for doing it. Are you sure? Okay. I know for a fact that Tatum would absolutely give up all the candy. She might even give one of her dogs if we go to Target. She
right?
loves Target that much.
I'm hoping.
Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law, and today it's National Sandwich Day. Taryn Daly, you pick up your son, you're going to Target maybe, but you got to get some food. You're going to a sandwich shop. What do you get?
I like an Italian sub.
Ooh.
Put some cured meats on that thing for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, get some lettuce, tomato, green pepper, banana peppers. Oh.
The goat for me, plant-based or not, it's the meatball sub.
Oh, meatball is so good.
I will always get that. If it's on the menu, I'm always curious. It's like, kind of like what like a French dip is to some people. They're like, I got to see what it's all about. For me, it's always about the meatball sub.
Love it.
Yesterday, it was all about Sam Darnold. What a freaking performance.
Perfection.
It was so great. He was unreal. He went 17 for 17 at one point. He had four touchdown passes before the first half was done. They go into halftime. They're just crushing it. Of course, it's always weird to make those adjustments when you had that much of a lead, but they ended up winning the game 38-14, a blowout over the Washington Commanders. They led 31-7 at halftime. And they didn't even have Cooper Kupp.
Oh, no.
They had a practice squad guy, Cody White. He even caught a touchdown. JSN, again, has another 100 yards receiving. I think the only game where he didn't have 100 yards, he had like 94 or 96 yards. I mean, it's just been a stellar season, not only for Sam Darnold, but also for Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And at halftime, Sam Darnold was 16 for 16, and he didn't even know that he was doing that good.
You know, obviously I can feel the flow of the game and understand that we're doing really good on offense, but no, I didn't know that I was hadn't thrown an incompletion. It's pretty cool. You know, someone at halftime said to me that I hadn't thrown an incompletion, so I think he's to blame for that, for throwing an incompletion in the second half. Yeah, not going to say who it was.
Turns out it was Drew Lock. Just trying to get that starting job. Drew Lock actually got into the game as well. You know, because they got rid of him so that you don't risk any injuries, unlike what the Washington Commanders didn't do with Jaden Daniels, which just blew my mind. The guy's fresh off of an injury. There's really no chance of them winning this game. At some point, Dan Quinn, you got to pull the dude. And I don't know about you, watching that injury, I was just like, I'm glad they don't keep showing that kind of stuff.
It was horrible. My husband was noticeably queasy on the couch. It was bad.
Yeah, that arm is not supposed to bend that way. And it was just tough to see. And it's just like, man, I get you want to see him get some more reps and stuff, but at what cost at that point? Especially with how the defense was playing.
For sure.
And it's not like Jaden Daniels is a big guy. So you had a big dude like Leonard Williams.
Yeah.
Just so great to eat on that dude. I mean, I don't know. That was tough. But up next for the Seahawks, they're going to be playing the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday, and the Cardinals play tonight on Monday Night Football.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are World Series champions once again after Saturday night's very exciting Game 7, which, just like Game 3, went into extra innings.
Unreal.
This is the final call, bottom of the 11th, with the Dodgers leading 5-4.
World Series could end on one swing in either direction. Home run wins it for the Blue Jays. Ground ball wins it for the Dodgers. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Kirk bounces one up the middle.
Big shout to the Blue Jays who continue to try and one-up the Mariners. They also one-up the Mariners when it came to a more devastating way for your game to end.
God, I know. Many opportunities to shut that thing down.
Dude, it was tough seeing like the Mariners season end with a strikeout, but to end the season.
I know.
Also, I mean, we were like 8 outs away from winning it. You were what, 2 outs away from winning the World?
So awful.
Oh my gosh. I felt for the Blue Jays fans. Not a lot, but I felt for them a little bit.
And for the Dodgers, that was their 9th title overall and 3rd since 2020.
And how about Yamamoto? That guy.
He unstoppable,
MVP.
On no rest.
He had 3 wins.
He's
in the World Series. That's bonkers. Like I mentioned, tonight you've got the Monday Night Football happening at 5:15 on ABC and ESPN. The Dallas Cowboys will be hosting the Arizona Cardinals, and then the Cardinals play the Seahawks on Sunday. As far as weather, it's going to be a beautiful day. 49 degrees outside. Going to be cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
On Friday last week, we chatted with a couple named Mark and Rachel.
That's right.
Poor Mark did not want to dress up for Halloween, but he said he would if our listeners voted that he should, which, of course, they did, because we love Halloween around these parts. So they said that they would join us again this morning to recap the party that they were invited to. So we're going to chat with Mark and Rachel at 6:20.
Barrett, Target?
Still no.
Fine.
Last Friday, we were acquainted with Mark and Rachel. Mark was very adamant about not dressing up for Halloween, but he did say that if the listeners voted that he needed to dress up,
yes,
that he would.
Yes.
And they did.
Yes.
Okay, so Mark, I gotta know, how was the party?
It was terrible.
So Rachel, from your point of view, how did it go?
Hey, I was so happy he came. I had a great time. But, you know, after all this, I do see the anxiety it causes him. So maybe this will be the last year we do it.
Was there
I'm glad he finally was honest with me. I had no idea.
Was there a specific moment that you did feel that anxiety, or that moment where you're like, oh crap, maybe I should have just let Mark stay home or let Mark just be Mark?
So it was actually hysterical, but there was a DJ and he was playing Smash Mouth All Star. And at one point, I don't know why, they all started chanting Shrek, and like trying to get Mark on the dance floor. And I was cracking up, but I know that, you know, all eyes on him and dancing, that's even more anxiety for him. So I was laughing, but I felt bad.
So Mark just really does not enjoy being the center of attention.
No.
So All Star is the song that was featured in Shrek.
You know it.
So the DJ sees that there's Shrek there and then is just like, hey.
Shrek. Yeah, it's pretty great.
I ain't gonna lie though. If someone started playing All Star and there was a guy dressed as Shrek, I also would be chanting for Shrek to start dancing.
Yeah, it was really silly.
So Mark, you're not
happy.
Mark, you're not much of a dancer?
I'm not, which made it extra awful.
You know what? Honestly, I think at that point I might. If I didn't want to do this and then all of a sudden everybody's eyes are on me, I'd either go to the bathroom or I would just get out and get in the car and go home.
Oh, I could see you literally running away.
I'm like,
Steve.
Sid, we're going home.
Well, Mark, I think it's awesome that you were a good sport. I think it's awesome that you were supportive of your wife's vision for Halloween, because that's what I do every single year. I basically bully my husband into being whatever it is that I've decided we're going to dress up as.
Somebody texted in. I wish we would have got this on Friday, because maybe you guys could have made the switch on the outfits, because somebody suggested that you guys could have dressed up as the number 6 and then the number 7.
I still don't even understand what that is.
Well, maybe. Somebody else texted and said they should dress up as Diddy and Baby Oil.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, there's always next year.
Involved.
So, Rachel, most importantly, did you get your pictures at least?
Oh, yeah. I got so many. I looked fabulous.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of social media. You can post them and everyone will think you guys had a great time.
Yeah. It's fake. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you, Rachel, for being good sports and chatting with us about your Halloween. And I'm so glad it all worked out for the photos.
Thank you, guys. This was so fun.
Yeah, you guys rock. Thanks for being good sports. And hopefully next Halloween, Mark, you get to stay home.
I hope so.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.
Good one.
So I do have to ask you, I mean, I know you and your husband love doing things, but sometimes you don't love doing things together because you each have different interests. Is there something that maybe like Brad made you go do that you were like, I didn't want to do it, and how did it end up?
I would say most recently it was the Fish concert, because he's gotten into Fish these last couple of years. So he made me go with him to one of the Seattle dates last time they were in town, and I did enjoy it.
Would you go again?
He says that they're probably going to come back to Vegas. You got to go to the Sphere with me. I'm like, how about you go and I'll do something else?
That answers my question. It's like good enough to go, but you don't want to do it again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was fun, but it's just not my thing. And I think everybody should have their thing.
Yes.
That could be his thing.
And sometimes, like, we were recently it was over the weekend when we were taking pictures for, like, family pictures. And the lady, we've basically had the same photographer since Tatum was born. So we've gotten to know her, and she was asking me, I have any wrestling shows coming up? And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing Portland this weekend. I got a couple in Tacoma in the end of the month. And then she looked at Sid and goes, do you like going to them? Is it fun for you? And Sid's like, I've only been to one. And she's like, what do you mean you've only been to one? She's like, I went to his first. I figured that was good enough. And then I'm done. And I'm like, yeah, it's not her cup of tea. And then Sid brought up a good point. Like, as much as I joke about her hating it, but at the end of the day, really what it boils down to is she doesn't like being out late at night.
Oh, sure.
And typically these wrestling shows go until 11, 12 at night. And that's the last, it's the last place she wants to be, even if it's at 2 in the afternoon. But it's definitely the last place that she wants to be at, like 11:30 at night.
Thinking that she could just be in bed, maybe reading a book and relaxing instead.
You know, I don't blame her.
The Daily Migs Show.
All right, it's your turn, and the number is 206-803-ROCK. We want to know, what is something that you love to go and do, but maybe your significant other is just really not a fan of it? Or does your partner do something that you just can't get down with? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take those calls after fuel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What is something that your significant other loves to do, but you're not a fan of it? Or what is something that you love to do that your significant other just can't rock with? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Riley, you're in Federal Way this morning. What is that one thing you love to do, but your significant other is not a fan of?
All right, so I have a really well-built-up Jeep Cherokee that I like to take off-roading and crawling rocks and stuff. And my wife really does not enjoy going out and riding in the deep all day long and crawling on big rocks and, you know, getting off camber and stuff. On the flip side, she really likes to go out antiquing to whatever antique stores in the area. And I have been with her, but it's just like, okay, we're looking at old stuff again.
It's so funny you said that. A few times my wife and I have gone to like a antique shop. I'll last maybe like 3-4 minutes. And I'm like, all right, I'm good looking at other people's old crap.
Yeah. We actually took a trip down to Georgia to visit some friends recently. And we spent probably there, and she antiqued every single day. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is, it's kind of just boring. And I would rather be doing something else.
So Riley, then what is the reason, if we had your wife on the phone, what would be the reason why she says she doesn't like the whole Jeep thing?
Mostly, she's been in some car accidents in the past, and she doesn't like getting real tippy and off camber and kind of the bouncing around the Jeep itself. That's most of the reason why. I don't have any AC in the Jeep. It's a rock crawler, so it doesn't, you know, gets hot in there too, and she just doesn't enjoy that.
She doesn't like getting hot and dirty?
Steamy. 206-803-ROCK. What is something that you love to go do, but your significant other is not a fan of it? Or what does your partner do that you just can't rock with?
What I love is the first two texts I look at are both about the Everett Silvertips.
Yeah.
So it's, I love going to Silvertips hockey games. My wife says it's too chaotic. I feel like that's literally the point. Yeah, hockey's supposed to be chaotic.
Yeah, go Tips.
Another person says, we have season tickets to the Silvertips. My daughter loves going with me, but my wife could care less about hockey. Go Tips. Crush the Birds. Oh, man.
I'll meet him in the icebox for a beer.
Can we talk about the Silvertips alternate jerseys that need to be there? They brought back their, what do they call them? The Nightmare Black jerseys?
No.
Have you seen these?
Oh, my. Okay. We might have to invest in that.
I'm willing to be bought by the WHL. If the Silvertips want me to be a fan of their team and give up on my allegiance to the T-Birds.
Yes.
A black jersey would help.
We could probably make that happen, Steve.
Those are amazing. I think those are fantastic.
206-803-ROCK. Megan, you're in Lake Stevens this morning. What is something that you're really into, but your significant other is not?
Well, so it's more the other way around. I'm into horses. We have quite a few horses, and my husband has supported my horse habit very well. And he will ride sometimes, so I can't really be too mad at him when he goes to play golf, which I don't get that at all, and I just can't understand the point of it. If he wants to go golf, he can go golf. I don't get it. I don't want to do it. I have spent Valentine's Day at the driving range with a 10-day-old baby.
That seems like a stretch. If you don't...
driving range. So, you know... I guess I support it okay, but I don't enjoy it.
No, you definitely deserve a gold star. I think on Valentine's Day, maybe like you just do whatever you both like to do. You know, leave the separate interests for other days.
I agree. Like, I mean, she's a real trooper. Especially doing it with a 10-day-old baby.
Like, why don't you do that on February 15th?
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat down Steve Miggs this morning?
Come on.
341 wins he has, 116 losses, and 100 ties so far this year. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.